USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden once insisted that two decades of U.S. backing had left Afghanistan forces capable of defending themselves. That's not what's happening, as another province has fallen to the Taliban over the last 24 hours.
They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support and paying all their salaries. But they've got to want to fight.
Democrat New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over the governor's mansion in less than 2 weeks as disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign over sexual misconduct facts presented by the New York Attorney General. Ms. Hochul on Wednesday.
I will travel the state to meet New Yorkers, to listen to them, to assure them that I've got their backs.
USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As the border crisis continues to worsen, the drugs coming into this country are flowing greater than ever. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've made a major drug bust on the southern border. The agency said Wednesday that it made what is believed to be one of the largest methamphetamine seizures in the nation's history at a border crossing in California. Agents stopped a truck and trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry on August 5th, containing nearly 3 tons of meth and fentanyl powder, worth an estimated $12.9 million. The driver of that truck was arrested and faces federal drug charges that carry a maximum of life in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Panamanian-registered ship, the Crimson Polaris, ran aground in a Japanese harbor Wednesday morning. The 40,000-ton ship then split in two on Thursday and was leaking oil. The cargo ship was carrying wood chips. The Japan Coast Guard said no injuries have been reported and oil had not reached Japan's coastline. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Taliban gained more control across Afghanistan, U.S. officials scrambled to assess just how quickly the government in Kabul could fall. President Biden on Tuesday.
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury. Thousands of American personnel have got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there is still a possibility. You have a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.